This morning I want to talk about light in darkness. Light in darkness. When Christ was born, it was a dark world. Herod was king. An evil king. He felt that his throne was being threatened by a promised Messiah. So he sent word out that to find this child that was born somewhere in Bethlehem. And even though he claimed that he wanted to worship him, he really wanted to kill him. I don't know why it is that every time that we feel that there's goodness around, evil shows up. Never think that goodness will last forever. Evil is always trying to snuff out the light. Herod, with his power, with his armies, who was known to kill his own family members, was determined to kill the Christ child. But even though we have to deal with evil, and all of us, evil in the Bible is really looked upon as darkness. When the Bible talks about there being a dark period of time, there was darkness. It really is talking about there's evil in the world. And we are familiar with darkness. The darkness of our own personal lives. Darkness of sickness. The darkness of a bad economy. We're familiar with darkness. And sometimes we can be in darkness so long we think that the light will never come again. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas says, even though it's been dark for a long time, the light is coming. And even though you don't see your way and you don't understand, Lord, what's taking you so long, the light is on the way. But make no mistake about it. Even though the light comes, don't get too comfortable, because the devil is always trying to blow out the light of goodness. I read somewhere in some of my readings, a candle is a protest at midnight. It is nonconformist. It says to the darkness, I beg to differ. The candle. Look with me. It's up here. The candle says, I beg to differ. Even in your darkest part of your life, the candle is lit to say, I beg to differ. Even though I'm not lighting up the whole room, how many of you know that it was dark in here and we just had this candle, it would make a big difference. You and I, we are the candle to light up this world. You and I, we have been touched by this light, this candle that represents the presence of Jesus Christ, and we are to take our light and let it shine everywhere we go, on our jobs, in the streets, wherever we may go, we are to let our light shine. Christmas, I read this, I love this. Christmas is heaven in a hellish situation. How many of you can use a little Christmas? I don't know what you got on the tree. I don't know what you got under the tree, but I am here to tell you who died on the tree to turn your hellish situation into a positive situation. The light has come. There's no sense in having a light unless you're willing to light it. Get all, you know, some people say, well, you know, I'm a good person, but nobody knows. You don't do nothing for nobody. You don't help nobody. You don't pray for anybody. Let your light shine. Our ancestors had it right. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. And then they sing another song. Shine, shine, shine. Give God the glory.
It's darkness in our world. Darkness in Washington. Darkness in Trenton. Darkness in our own homes. Darkness in our own souls. You and I have to have the faith that the light will come again. It's dark now, but it won't stay dark. You got to believe it. Christmas says, I beg to differ. Christmas says to Herod, you are a liar. Christmas says to Herod that God is, in the end, God wins. Christmas says, in the end, God wins. He may be delayed, but he wins. That's our faith. I know. For some of you, you're not going to get everything you want. For Christmas. How many of you have lived long enough to know that once upon a time you wanted something, you didn't get it, and now you live long enough to know that you're glad you didn't get him or her? You thought you wanted him, you thought you wanted her, and then you live long enough to say, thank you. I went to my 40th class reunion a few years ago, and I saw some of those people that were just wonderful and fine when they were teenagers, and I saw them, and I said, thank you. I did a holy dance. Thank you. You do not always get what you want, but God knows better than we know. And sometimes the answer to our prayer is no. But my prayer today is that there will be no old person that's completely alone. I may not have stuff, but it would be nice that none of our senior citizens will be completely alone. Somebody will call. Somebody will go by. Somebody will. That's a great Christmas present. That somebody will know that you matter to them. I pray that there will never be a child here in our congregation, in our community, and for that matter, in our world, that will feel unloved. And there are other ways to show love than giving stuff. Love really is spelled time spent together.